Last summer, Brent Hellickson joined a stakeholders group that has met regularly to create a North Fork alternative plan designed to protect what local residents hold dear. The alternative is in response to the BLM's soon-to-be-released resource management plan, the document that will govern energy development on public land here for the foreseeable future. Hellickson talked recently about what he felt when the BLM first proposed to sell gas leases in the North Fork.
Well, initially it was just surprise that it didn't seem to make very much sense. There was no traditional gas geological structure here that would suggest there was a natural gas deposit to be exploited. However, the advances in fracking technology made other shale kinds of deposits that historically weren't economically viable now seem to be more economically viable. So initially it was a surprise, and then as we began to move into the process a little bit dismay, because the process, at least from our point of view, seemed to be heavily weighted towards development at really any cost, and not weighted very heavily towards those who might want to be careful about how that was done.
Because there's precedent for the BLM to take seriously the concerns of residents who will be directly affected by their decisions, the stakeholders group tried to closely define what should be protected from a variety of perspectives.
What we attempted to do was to get a group of representatives in the room that represented various interests in the valley, and then with that group identify the characteristics of the public lands in the area that we depended on for our livelihoods. And there were characteristics such as the views, the underground water, the purity of the water, for example, for the Pena water system. They were the viability of the surface water and the watersheds, which we all depend on for irrigation. The bucolic lifestyle, the low traffic, low noise, low dust, low pollution, low light pollution. All those kinds of things are values that the public lands bring to the valley that are depended on by the people who live here. And not all of those are always accurately accounted for in the BLM process.
Yes, some of them can't be really quantified.
It's difficult. You know, is it appropriate to try to put a dollar value on a dark sky at night? To try to put a number on that sort of flies in the face of what many people in the valley are here for.
Hellickson makes clear the group has no quarrel with coal mining in the valley, which has been here for more than a century and is well regulated.
Coal mines strive to meet those regulations and live up to their community responsibilities. And the natural gas people may also do that, but they are far less well regulated, and there isn't the history that there is in the valley with the coal mine.
When the BLM releases its own plan this spring, the agency will put forward a selection of scenarios, designating one as preferred. In the same way, the stakeholders group has created a preferred scenario, and Hellickson wants other residents of the North Fork to weigh in on the alternative plan so that it can represent as many people as possible.
My hope is that we will have captured much of what most of the people in the valley value. It will be impossible to get complete consensus on it, and I recognize that. However, if there are things that we have missed or things that we have overstated or things that we have understated, I would ask that people who have those concerns raise them and raise them quickly, so that we get something that is truly representative of what the people who are living in the valley would like to see. Specifically, we're concerned about getting protections for things that we value so that as we move forward, we don't inadvertently allow some kind of development to occur that destroys something that we value that is difficult to replace or recover from.
You can find the plan at citizensforahealthycommunity.org or theconservationcenter.org. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.